Season 2, Episode 2, a special, special guest, my man Chase, a marketing wizard, but also really interesting story on the hip-hop front, and he runs a lot of the biggest hip-hop accounts on Instagram, and it was just really cool. But also his mindset and mentality. Kid's 22. I don't mean to keep calling him a kid, but like, a lot of respect. This is the episode definitely to listen to. A lot of cool, interesting stories. I hope you guys enjoy.
Noah.
Chase.
What's good, my guy? How are you?
I'm really good, man. How are you?
Incredible today, bro.
Every time I answer when I do my pod, I always do this thing where I'm like, really good, man. How are you? And like, it's so like not me. And I don't know why I keep on doing it. I just, you know what it is? I don't practice this shit enough. I'm not consistent with my podcast enough, which is my fault. Anyways.
Yeah, and that's just something, bro. I feel like, you know, we ask every day, all day, to a ton of people, like, yo, like, how are you? You know, it's such an overlooked question, but, you know, I appreciate it, bro. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, like, but see, when I say it, I mean it. So, like, but when I say it on the podcast, I don't like saying things I don't mean. I guess
right.
That makes sense. Yeah, not that I don't genuinely want to know, but what I'm saying is when I want to know, I ask that question, but that's like, it's almost a robotic thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So Chase, this is our first time talking, outside of some texts when you came to LA.
Yep. We
missed each other. Some back and forth on Instagram DM. And, how did we first start talking? Do you remember?
So yeah, I believe I found your content through, like Roger from Royal House Recording. I think that's our mutual. You know, Roger.
Oh,
as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that that's how you found my content.
Yeah, I think he reposted it, and then I just fell in love right away with just the creativity of your page and everything, and I'd be right away.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. I remember when you DM'd me, I was like, kind of, yeah. It was just, you were really humble, and I respect
Thank
that.
You.
I get a lot of people that DM me, and, like, the approach is just weird.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's just, I don't know. And you came at me really humble, and I thought that was cool. And then, you know, kind of told me what you're up to. And I was obviously really impressed. But also, like, something that I love, which is hip hop and rap. But how do you pronounce your last name? Just because I want to get it right when I.
It's Winarski. So the W-I-N-I, the I is silent.
Winarski. Got it.
Yep.
So how old are you?
I'm 22.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And where did you grow up?
So I grew up near just about 10 miles away from Flint, Michigan. So a small town, it's called Durand.
Okay.
Yep.
So do you know Roger from Michigan or no?
Yeah. So Roger's near Detroit, about an hour away from me. He owns that awesome recording studio that I worked with the artist that he's actually signed. So, you know, I got to link with him probably about 2 years ago, started my career. And I was blown away just by his business, his overall brand he's built. It has, you know, just wowed me. And he's, to this day, one of those guys that I still watch and just love watching.
Yeah, I feel the same, man. He was my boy. He's from Bloomfield Hills, but
yeah, man.
I met Raj in LA. We had mutual friends. I'll just say that, and we were pretty close friends for a minute. But I remember when he first actually started, when he first started getting into producing, he built out a studio in his apartment in Beverly Hills. But like, when I say he built out a studio, it was like, I mean, I don't know how much studios cost, but I know that this was like kind of shit
not
on every.
Nah,
yeah. Like, it was in an apartment, but like had double door soundproof, like. It was a condo, but it was on a whole, it was ridiculous. But the one thing I remember was once Roger started, I never, like, I knew him as a good dude. He actually helped a lot of people out. I never knew him as like, I never saw his work ethic, but when he started producing, it was like the crazy, I'd never seen anything like it. And since that day, like, he's the same from what I hear and from what I've seen, like, dude just loves it. And he's like, he's there 16, 17 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you gotta love it. You know, I hope, you know, shit, like, you just gotta love what you do to be the, you know, to get to that level. I feel like he's, you know, he's loved what he's done and been a creator for so long that, you know, yeah, he just loves doing it and loves working. And yeah, I love that about him as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other, he didn't need to, like, Roger would have had a very good life if he didn't, you know, work. And that's the other thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I really respect that. And for him, it's like, he's made his own, and that's dope. Anyways,
right.
So give like the people listening, just kind of a breakdown of what you do. Did you go to college?
I did not. Nope.
Word. All right. So just give me a breakdown of what you do.
Yeah. So I own a digital marketing company. Basically, I mean, in normal people words, like, you could say that I'm a, you know, social media marketer for, you know, various artists, rappers, musicians, brands, apps, companies. Basically, you know, I have a ton of Instagram accounts, a ton of Twitter accounts. Over the past years, I've, you know, worked and developed strategies to, you know, work and beat algorithms of these various social media platforms. And really, I'm, you know, on a goal of, you know, helping as much people as I can. You know, so basically it's just like a digital marketing company to, yeah, help grow fan bases.
See, I didn't realize that. I obviously knew that your knowledge was legit, you know, because there's a lot of people out there, especially in the social media marketing space, that are just full of shit. I obviously knew your knowledge was legit. I saw the accounts, but the impression that I was more under was like that you focused on these rap accounts that you guys own. And I didn't realize that you were sort of also an actual full service kind of marketing, digital marketing agency.
Yeah. So the story's crazy, but like, I worked at Google for 2 years and did, you know, PPC campaigns. So like
my partner worked at Google.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he's probably in LA.
He is, but he worked up north in San Francisco for them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google's a great company. I was working out of Detroit, basically just doing, like, I was an AdWords account strategist. So like, you Google something, like, you know, I don't know, like, pipe repair near me or something, like, I was the one writing the ads for, you know, your electricians or, you know, for any basically buddy who's looking to get, you know, on Google Ads. I was writing those ads for those businesses. So I did that, you know, for about 2 years. And
real quick, real crazy is that my other boy is the basically, I can't get into too much detail because I don't really know exact details. My girlfriend just yelled at me because she says I say shit that she says that I basically always say I know something and I don't know shit, which isn't true, but, whatever. Anyways, so I actually, he was kind of the pioneer of native.
Okay.
So, and he has a pretty interesting deal with Google, with AdSense, for his native because of the way he does it and how much traffic he brings.
Wow.
Yeah. So just something interesting, since you were there, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. He's got probably about like 80 employees now.
Holy cow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you more about it off air, but yeah, that's, he does mostly cruises, automotive, and sometimes supplements, but mostly cruises on it. He's known for that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah. So you're at Google. Sorry, I interrupt a lot. I have ADD.
No, you're good. You're good. So I was at Google. So, to kind of take it back, like, how all this started, I feel like, was, you know, me being this young kid. Twitter was like very, very popular when I was around, like, you know, your middle school, early high school years for me. Twitter was like that number one app. Like it's kind of, it was the most popular. Everybody had a Twitter. Everybody cared about the followers. Everybody cared about, getting tweets, likes, and comments and just shit like that. Yeah. So I became obsessed with just like the numbers and growing on Twitter. And through 4 years of my high school career, that's really all I put my focus into was like, of course, my sports, academics, that shit was all, bouncing around, but I didn't love it like I loved trying to grow this network that I started, growing. So to fast forward through 4 years of high school, I grew a network of over 250 different Twitter accounts. Everything
all
from
yours.
All mine. Yep. And it was like, I mean, some of the accounts were crazy, bro. Like I had sex accounts, where I literally post like sex gifts. Yeah. There was puppy accounts. I had accounts of every niche, every type of, following from, small 20Ks to 50Ks to 100Ks to one of my biggest was 1 million. And that was World Star Music. It was like a World Star parody. So,
wow.
And that's kind of how I got into the rap.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, through high school, bro, like I had all these followers, but I was not monetizing. I wasn't making any money. I was strictly doing it because I loved it. And, I had some friends doing it as well that I met online through, some chats, some like business chats. And
did you not know how to make money yet? Is that why?
Okay.
Cause I'm wondering, like, that's a lot of time to put into something. What about it did you love when it wasn't about the money?
It was, I think, just that I had something different than, other people. Like I had something that I could go home to and work on. And at that time, like why I got into it was because I wanted more numbers. I was obsessed with like followers,
growth
being like
hacking.
A 14-year-old
kid. Yeah, but it's also like, cause I mean, I can relate cause what it sounds like, these weren't accounts with your face or your name on it. Right. So like,
it
wasn't like about like popularity. Like I get that. It's like kind of just like the feeling of growing something and watching it grow and like, and learning like different hacks that you like kind of figure out. And I don't know if you're the same, but that's how it is for me.
Yeah. And it's, I guess at the beginning, I mean, like being a 14-year-old kid, I guess maybe I was kind of wanting some more followers to, get the hotter girl at school or, know, whatnot, like being the normal kid. But at the end of the day, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the work that I was starting to do. Having, like I said, something different than normal people, like coming home to and working on, I fell in love with it. So through 4 years of high school, luckily I met a great business partner when I was around 17. He had around the same amount of followers I had, a ton of Twitter accounts, just a Twitter god.
How'd you meet?
And through one of those chats, like business chats.
Like a Telegram thing or whatever?
Exactly. Yeah. There was GroupMe we were using and Telegram was pretty popular back then as well. But do you remember, do you remember TweetDeck? Does that ring a bell?
What is that? I still don't understand Twitter, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
But what, I remember that. What was it?
So TweetDeck was basically created, like Twitter owned it.
Uh-huh.
And TweetDeck was created to connect. For example, say me and you are sitting in the room with, 10 other people, we could connect all of our Twitter accounts to one deck account and then use that deck account to log into. It would be a Twitter account. We can name it deck account one. And then we would log into that account, everybody in the room. And then we could retweet, all of our accounts would be linked to this deck account.
Why
and we
did
could
they get
retweet.
Rid of that? That's genius.
Bro, it was, TweetDeck was amazing. Like, and so that's what's crazy about this whole story is through 4 years, I built this network and I lost everything, bro. I lost all my accounts. They all got suspended.
Why?
TweetDeck was obliterated. So there's no more TweetDeck.
Yeah.
And this whole strategy is gone. Like it was just completely like just vanished through the, it would be the Donald Trump election, like 4 or 5 years ago, however long that was. Basically, the Russia was using TweetDeck to sway the polls of the election. So they were using the same shit that we were using, that I was using, that my business partner was using to, use like, I mean, look at it from the business perspective. Like say for me, having all these Twitter accounts with these different followers, I had all these, you know, basically people created decks, and I was a deck owner. Same with my business partner. I ran probably, I mean, in high school, I was running like 5 to 10 decks, different niches of all these accounts linked. So, for example, all these sports accounts in one deck that we could use to retweet on all these accounts. And then basically at one press of a button, get 50 retweets from ton of accounts with all these followers in this niche.
Wow.
And bro, I'm telling you, like, the amount of impressions we could have pushed could have, oh my God. Like, if it was still around, bro, and I had the knowledge that I have today and the, you know, confidence and the speaking skills and the sales experience and shit, like, bro, I would be totally different. But everything happens for a reason. And,
yeah, but
and
that's that crazy. What's crazy about that is that Twitter, that it wasn't some like aftermarket bot type shit. Like, it was through Twitter.
Right.
Did they send an apology to any? I mean, because that's a lot. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they just put us in the pool of fake followers and fake bot activity. Being, you know, because Russia used all these, you know, fake accounts to sway the polls, and they used TweetDeck to do that by, you know, doing mass action by pressing one button. They could vote on, you know, millions of accounts that they created to sway the poll. So it's just crazy how it went down.
That's wild. That's wild, and that sucks, because I imagine that was like a once in a lifetime kind of opportunity.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I graduated high school, everything was still moving. You know, that was when I met my partner, and my partner was like a angel I was blessed with, because he had everything I didn't. He was a bit older. He had this, you know, experience in these relationships with A&Rs at record labels, and kind of had a way to monetize what I had. So he came along and gave me a bone, and he actually had a marketing company at the time that he built and was working on, and doing it all alone. So he kind of just brought me on. I was running campaigns for him using my accounts. That was when I was going out to LA at 18 years old, graduated high school, like, you know, taking my first trips, and my family's wondering, like, what is he doing? You know, how, like, he's not going to college. You know, I was making decisions everybody thought were weird, but, you know, it was all for a bigger picture. And, you know, got introduced to record labels, start working, you know, with huge artists like Kendrick Lamar, Taylor Swift. I got opportunity to work with Smoke Perp, some of my favorite artists. So
what were you doing with them? They're so you were doing their marketing?
So yeah, using the Twitter accounts we had, we were pushing impressions to their accounts. So for example, you know, I had over 250 accounts just myself, and Zach, my partner, had right around 300. So our total network was like right around like 25 million on Twitter. And we would, you know, retweet using the TweetDeck, our system that we had, retweet, you know, the client, whatever client it would be, you know, all day long, you know, on all these different accounts. And then they were getting like a normal campaign for some of these guys were like 250 million impressions a month to their Twitter. From our network. Shit. Yeah.
So you were part, you guys were, you were partially responsible for them blowing up.
Yeah. Yeah. You could say, but I mean, of course, you know,
talent, but
yeah, content plays a role like so many other things, but like, yeah, Smoke Perp, we grew him like 500,000 followers on Instagram. There's a lot of artists that we've grown just, I mean, Fetty Wap, we grew 300K on Twitter in like 3 months.
My boy produced one of his tracks. I think that Billie Eilish, like, when I, about a year, maybe longer, like 2 years ago, year and a half ago, I remember my fragrance brand account was getting, I don't know why they were I think maybe just because of like the style and culture, and they probably had me under a certain category and tags or whatever. But they were, I was getting like, I don't know, 30 of these Billie Eilish fan accounts before Billie Eilish blew up.
Wow.
And I think, yeah. And like, it was crazy. I didn't know who she was. And I think that was a huge part of their strategy. I have a feeling I was getting 30 requests, like, and I still on that account still see if I go through my DMs, I still have all these DMs from these Billie Eilish fan accounts asking me to follow another Billie Eilish account.
Yeah, that could have been like just an artist strategy. Like I know a lot of artists do that. Like they'll have their fans create fan accounts and then try to, you know, like artists will push that even.
I've seen it too, but like this was on such a scale level that like I almost feel like it was they must have done this very strategically. I mean, I was getting them every single day. You know, Roger's brother manages Billie Eilish.
Yeah, actually, I was just about to say that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And Billie Eilish is one of my favorite artists. She's also one of my girlfriend's favorite artists. She kills it. Absolutely just one of the best in the game right now for creativity-wise. Like, she's bringing to the table types of music that, man, is just, oh, my God, it's amazing.
I've never even listened to her, to be perfect.
Dude, get out of here.
I should. I swear. I gotta listen to her. Yeah. So then Google was, when was Google?
So yeah, basically what happened was my business partner and I kind of fell out. He went his own way. He was, you know, about 25. He got actually in a relationship. I went out to LA like 3, 4, 5 times on my last, you know, few dollars trying to make it work. He wanted me to move out there. Like, you know, all this tough online business shit that I was going through. And so we kind of parted ways. Like he, like I said, found a girlfriend and really wanted to do things a little bit different, had a different vision than I guess I thought I had. So I pulled back. I pulled out of the LA life. I thought, you know, it's too much. It's too early. I'm not, you know, ready. So I came home from traveling, came home from working with Zach and kind of just said, okay, I'm going to get a day job and try to see what I can do. And this was right around the time that Twitter completely took that shit. And I lost everything. So I literally came home to, okay, no more Twitter accounts, no more, you know, a complete shock. Like, now I got to get a day job. Now I got to go back to a normal life, a 9-to-5. You know, I was in almost panic. Like, yeah. Holy shit, now this is gone. Like, everything I've worked for, gone.
Yeah.
And it, like, bro, as scared, because I'm not someone who's smart. I'm not someone who wants to go to school or, you know, I wasn't that kid. So I'm always, you know, and you said this a lot, I've listened to a lot of your podcasts. Like, I'm a hustler, bro. I love hustling more than anything. So I knew that I was just coming home to hustle. I wasn't, you know, coming home to, okay, let me go to school. Like, it was, coming home to learn more and then figure out how I can gain everything that I've already gotten before. So, came home, got a job with Google in like the first like 2 months of coming home and trying, did Google AdWords for like 2 years. And then while working Google AdWords and talking to, you know, 50 clients a day on the phone and kind of building some marketing knowledge up and, you know, getting Google certified and kind of, you know, listening to a talk track of Google and a sales pitch, you know, kind of learning some things that I needed to learn. Because working with Zach, I really didn't learn a lot. Like, I was just running these back end campaigns, pushing impressions, wasn't pitching, wasn't, you know, applying myself out to the world and selling what, you know, kind of what I do today. So, right. Yeah, Google was definitely like, man, without Google, I wouldn't be, you know, as well-rounded as I am.
So you did that. And then when did you leave Google and kind of just make this your full-time thing?
That would have been, it was this year. It was like January, February. It was like March. I left Google. And at that time, like, that's when things kind of were picking up for me at Rap So Viral. So, you know, I was getting like a lot of, you know, calls every day where I was taking my Google calls, but then, you know, having to, you know, kind of take more calls on my own business, like outside of Google. Like, I was, you know, taking like 50 phone calls, making 50 phone calls a day through Google. And then every chance I could, taking, you know, a step outside or a step out of the office and taking a rap call with a rapper and taking a call with a client, you know, for my business. And that was just kind of like, you know, pulling myself out, spreading myself too thin. I was ready to, you know, now dive into, you know, fully running my company and focusing and putting all my energy into my clients. And I felt like they deserved more as well. So that was like, yeah, about March, I pulled out of Google and completely dived into, you know, me running this company now full time.
And you have a partner with this company?
Yes, I do. Yep.
And so, is he, what's his thing? Cause I feel like, I mean, at least if it's a good partner, you pick someone that's better at certain things than you are, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I found, his name's Mikey. He's from Ohio. So not too far from me. And he is everything that I'm not, similar to Zach. Like, you know, Mikey, fills all the gaps that I'm not good at. Like, he's got some amazing accounts that he brings to the table as well. He's got some amazing strategies and kind of just some different knowledge that he brings to the table. So we're collaborating right now, working on, you know, building this company and branding it together. And he's my age as well and comes from a similar, you know, type of life. Like, you know, Flint and Ohio, like Michigan and Ohio are very similar. Like, we're just literally like two very similar kids who grew up the same. And I feel like we're definitely going to be able to work, and hopefully he's down to stick around. I'm definitely in it for the long run. Like, I'm here to stay and hopefully be around in business forever. If it's not music marketing and rappers, you know, I just want to stay in this field because, you know, like I said, I'm a hustler, bro. I love it. I love the game of this.
I relate. And what is the name of your company?
So we're called Rap So Viral. That's the name.
Okay, so that is the sort of like grandfather of it all.
Yeah, yep. And we like, I mean, Primo Media Marketing is what, like, you know, the main collective is.
That's
and that
kind
of takes on, that takes on like your different types of clients, like your apps. And I do like Google AdWords for local companies and stuff like that. So I run that, you know, and then I run the Rap So Viral, being the, you know, just strictly helping the rappers. Cause that's like the main thing, bro. Like, you know, is the rap accounts like you've seen and, kind of the strategies to help these, you know, rappers and these artists.
And you get, so you sort of get with that, you get paid by labels, right?
So yeah, for that was with Zach, like with Zach and our first company that I was working for, it was all label work. You know, just doing the Playboy Cardi campaigns, just doing the Smoke Perps and the Comethazines and running the big, you know, 50,000 followers a month type campaigns, to where now, like, that was back when, like, for example, I would go to my old business partner and say, hey, Zach, like, I need, you know, a proposal. Or we need to help this artist. He's got $250. He wants to work on this, this, and this. How can we help him? You know, what accounts can we get him posted on? What type of, you know, I'm talking to my partner. He's like, $250? That's not enough. Like, that's not worth our time. And then that was just like, kind of not me, bro. Like, why not, you know, why can't we help everybody? Why do we only got to work for, and of course I get it. Like, you know, it's a business and this is a money game, and he was only doing this for the money.
Right.
And that's why he was, you know, focusing with the labels and focusing on the big budget campaigns. But I seen a lot more. Like, I wanted to help people. Like, I wanted to, you know, change these artists' lives who only have $50 or $100 and want to try marketing. So that's really what, you know, kind of what we're doing right now is I'm helping mainly independent artists create, you know, a marketing strategy and then perform that strategy with them.
I want to link you with, did I tell you about Chief Kelly ever?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to drop you his shit. I imagine your mind will be blown. He's from, fuck, I'm going to get it wrong, but I think he's from somewhere just outside of Minnesota.
Okay.
I think, or maybe it's just outside of Chicago. I'm not 100%, but I'll find out. I think he's probably like 19 or 20 now, white kid, retarded talent, like on a whole nother level. I've had people out here listen to him and they've said the same thing. I just don't have the time, unfortunately, but he's someone that like is constantly on my mind, when it comes to music. He's kind of like, If Lil Peep and Bon Iver were one kind of sound.
Wow. And how many, what's his IG looking like? What's his followers?
Bro,
his fan
base? not even 1,000.
No.
And I'm telling you, I'll send you something of his. It's on a whole nother level. And like, when you see him, you're like, what? He's just believable. He's got a lot of emotion in what he's doing, and it's just like he just fucking loves it. And I really like this kid. So,
hell yeah, definitely. I'd love to check him out.
Yeah, he's special, and I know that he is going to like people. He's just no one's just you know. It doesn't matter at this point, like as you know, how talented you are. If you're not getting people's, if you just because you haven't gotten people's attention doesn't mean you're not worth getting attention. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah,
It's just
yeah.
so big now, you know, with all the and the way the algorithms, as you know, are like, you could be fucking, you could be the next like dopest artist. And you might not, and people might not hear you if you don't have a marketing strategy.
Exactly. And I feel like that comes down to, like, I was really just telling my girlfriend about this, is it's the amount of creators there are to viewers. Like right now on
Yes.
Instagram, there are
Yes.
everybody and their sisters trying to be a model
Yes.
and an
Yes.
influencer and a, you know, like, so, and that's TikTok. Look at TikTok. TikTok
Yeah.
is, there's not enough creators right now. There are
Yeah.
way more people watching TikTok than there are videos being created. So, and I've seen it on Twitter. I've seen it on IG. You know, that's happening right now on Instagram, is it's harder and harder to hit explore. It's harder and harder to, you know, get, you know, good engagement. So yeah, it's just like, I feel, and that's where I want to help. Like, I want to help those people that are investing, you know, in their studio time, investing in the features, investing into, you know, working hard every single day and putting their passion and their love and their pride into creating something. And then they drop it on their Instagram and don't even, you know, get 500 views. Like, that's gotta hurt, you
He's
know? So how,
getting, yeah, I love that dude. He's getting
yeah.
YouTube shit, by the way. I think his YouTube's better, but here's the other thing I forgot to mention. His videos are fire.
Like viral type videos, or
Yeah,
like what?
like they're just probably some of the dopest shot. I think his boy, he's,
Creative.
yeah, they're just good, and they're so on point with his vibe. I'm gonna send it right when we get off. When we finish this, I'm gonna send you. They're
Yeah.
so on point with his vibe. I think you're gonna really feel this.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm excited just talking about it. He's, you're hyping him up. Like, he's got to be fire. He's got to.
I have, and I don't hype any, like, there's no artists that I like other, you know, I get a, it's weird. I think I told you this. So many young hip hop artists hit me up, and it's crazy. Like I would say, if I had to like niche it down to like a certain kind of like group of people that contact me the most, it's hip hop artists.
Wow, I wonder why.
I
I know
don't
143
know,
Goat's killing it.
dude. I don't even use. I haven't even been using it anymore.
No.
Yeah, I just don't have the like capacity right now. Because you know what? The truth is, I know exactly what it would take to grow, and like I need. I don't have. It needs to get those plugs. It's just like I you know, like I posted for a minute. I'm shocked that the Biggie video and shit that I was doing from the drop was doing really well, and then it kind of like settled down. I didn't have
Yeah.
that kind of clout behind it, you know what I mean?
Right. But the branding behind it was, you're just the
Yeah.
branding god, bro. I feel like.
I thank you. I love it. I
Yeah.
think honestly, like, and I like business, but like that's why I got a partner, man. I just don't like. I get too frustrated. Like there's certain things about business that like I like it and I like seeing something built and then come to fruition. But like I don't like the fucking paperwork and the and creating contracts and I just that's not me.
Yeah.
I like being creative and I like creating like attention, you know, that's my thing.
Yeah, no, I can definitely relate to that. Like the contracts, all that, the back end, like shitty business
Oh
work you even
man.
forget that's there, is just the hardest part.
Yeah, I mean, before I got like, there's been moments where I've turned down money because I just like I don't even want to deal with like the that whole side of things, and like, so that's why I had to get a partner for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's weird. Hip hop dudes hit me up on the regular, and lots of them, and sometimes they're good. One of them was really good, but Chief Kelly is that's my dude. He's really talented.
Heck yeah, well, yeah, man, let's get him on some raps of viral strategies, bro. I'd love to help him out for real.
All right, we'll talk about that. And it just a couple more things I wanted to ask you. If you were 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, or even, you know what, it doesn't matter, whatever age, and you wanted to kind of get into what you're doing, what would you suggest to someone like right now?
Take action on, you know, like throughout like all my years of starting this shit and telling other people, like, it was never good reaction. Everybody told me, like, go the for sure route, Chase. Like, why don't you do that on the side, but still go to school? And why don't you, like, I felt like if you got a passion, dive in and live that shit. Like, of course you gotta feed yourself, and of course you have to do some things. So if you have to have a day job, then get that day job. But bro, like, I stayed consistent at what I loved for this long since I was 14, and it's been paying off. So, the little kid out there that's just wanting to, get started today, literally do that and get started today, and just fucking love the daily hustle of it, and it's gonna get you somewhere. Just apply your energy and put, yourself out there, and I promise it's all gonna come back, times 10, I think.
Word. And where do you see your where do you see your company in 5 years? Like, if you, I
Who?
mean, you, like, obviously, there's no way to know, but like, if you had a,
Yeah.
where do you want it to be in 5 years?
If Instagram, like, with everything that happened to me, on Twitter, like, I have no, I lost everything on Twitter. So it could all happen again, and I'm expecting that. Like, I have no idea if Instagram, if social media will be even, something that's important in 5 years. So, man, I'm just trying to, like, make connections and be, make relationships with people and grow. And in 5 years, man, I hope that, I've changed so many lives, bro. Like, just this year, we've helped over 5,000 independent artists. Every single
Seriously,
one of
that's
them,
crazy.
yeah. And every single one of them literally have, like, I've gotten, this is where I get my motivation, is from these kids, these rappers who have told me, like, bro, thank you for doing this. Like, you've changed, my whole outlook of what I'm doing. And because we do a lot, I do a lot more than just, like, offer marketing, bro. Like, I'll hop on a call and kind of give them some little consultation on, like, what are you doing right now? Like, we're I try to better them just in every way possible, because, like, I'm also, like, a very real and authentic. I love to talk to people. I love to, dive in and really get to know people. So I get to know every client, bro, and I really try to help in every possible way I can. So 5 years, bro, I hope I've helped a shit ton of people. I hope, that a lot of people know me, and that I'm still out here, hustling and getting to it.
I think we got to get you in front of a camera and get you, I mean, whatever you're comfortable with, but just get you out there, and putting yourself out there, like, because it seems like you obviously you're helping a lot of people, and I vouch for the fact that, like, the way you hit me up, like, you are a genuine dude. I think you need to start thinking about, getting yourself out there so that more people know who you are and what you're doing, because you have a lot to offer. And I think, something you said to me was like, you, the way that I talk, you kind of, you admired, or I don't remember the exact words, but like, you, just talking to you now, I can, you have that. I think you just need to find your voice. I always say to people, like, I've always felt like I was a scream looking for a mouth, like, I had all this shit inside me, but I didn't know where I didn't found my voice. And I think for you, like, it might be a good idea to try some shit out, because I think you have a bigger voice than you even know.
Man, yeah, and that's one thing I love about what you do, bro, is you connect so well with, like, you go live, you show your face, and that's something I don't do enough. So yeah, bro, I'm definitely gonna take that, and run with that. I need to do some, like, more YouTube stuff. I need to, show my face and put my face behind the brand more. And because the hardest part, bro, of all this is, like, getting, selling social media services and dealing with people over the internet. You don't know. That's so hard, bro. Like you said, there's so many people who are out there running similar companies than I am, and they're just scamming. They're just trying to get a quick 50. And, like, so I need to, break that barrier right away in the first, like, 5 to 10 minutes of DMing somebody. Or, if I reach out to an artist and say, yo, I want to help you, like, they're scared they're gonna get scammed. So that's the first thing, is I have to, literally just kind of get that trust. And so putting my face probably behind the brand would really, really help with that, I think.
It will, and I think you're somebody. I think if you had a good videographer or someone, you, I think you would actually really excel on YouTube.
Yeah, I need to try. Like Grant Cardone kills it. I always watch him. A lot of those guys just, I mean, they started on YouTube like right around, you know, the time that they needed to, and yeah, they definitely excelled a ton.
But rap is culture, you know, and it sounds like you're around a lot of rap, and so you're around a lot of culture, and that shit's like, people like that, you know, like, I think that, like, the hardest thing for you is not going to be to get the attention. The hardest thing for you is just to get through whatever the fears we all have are when we're putting ourselves out there like that, because it's different. You're like, oh, my friends are going to think it's corny. Like, I thought about all that shit, you know, and, like, sometimes people are corny, but like, I don't think that's anything you have to worry about if that's something that you know, that's gone through your mind.
Yeah, of course. I definitely always think that sometimes, like, I'm corny, or, you know, business kind of gets corny, but
yeah, it does.
I try to keep it. I keep it original. I keep it authentic. You know, you know the name of the authentic game.
Yeah, man. I try. I still fuck up though, like, a lot. Like, more and more, I'm realizing how much I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this was honestly, and I might have said this actually once before, so I don't want it to come off like disingenuous, but because for real, 100%, this is my favorite podcast I've done so far. Talking to you and just clicking and feeling like we speak the same language. I really appreciate you coming on. I know people are going to love this episode.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree, bro. And thanks for having me, Noah. You know, just know, bro, that I watch you daily, and you motivate me just by putting up a story, bro. So keep doing what you're doing. Again, thanks for having me, and it's been an honor.
Real quick, last thing, just so people can find you, drop it. I'll put it in the caption when I put this up, but where's the best way for people to find you?
So find me, Chase Winarski, on almost everything. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram should be Chase Winarski, will be my personal. And then Rap So Viral is the brand. So look on Instagram, Rap So Viral, Twitter. That's all, you know, all there. So, and I have a ton of accounts. So if you want to talk, any kid out there that wants help, just wants to, you know, talk, man, just message me, and I'd love to help and help anywhere I can. So don't be shy.
That's real. And it's Chase, and then the last name is Winarski. That's his Instagram. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. And that's just another episode, No Fronts. I'll talk to you soon, Chase.
Yep. See you, Noah.
Peace.